Hey everyone, this is Pastor Pete here, and I'm going to lead you in a prayer exercise that is traditionally known as Lectio Divina, which is Latin for holy reading. It's a little different than exercises that you may be used to, as there's lots of repetition and silence in them. But if you give it a chance, I think you'll find that you might hear from God or experience His presence in a unique way. So take a moment to calm yourself. Sometimes it's helpful to become aware of your breath. Our breath can help connect us to the present moment, which is where God wants to meet us. As you breathe, remember that each breath is a gift from God. I'm going to read for you a passage from Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 to 19. I'll read it through twice to begin. And as I read, listen for a word or a phrase that stands out to you. Then hold that word or phrase in your mind. And so we invite you now, Holy Spirit, to speak to us as we listen to the words of Scripture. Paul writes, I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and how high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. I'll read that again, and as I do, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you. I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now focus on the word or phrase that stood out to you. Hold on to it in your mind for the next 30 seconds. I'll read the passage again now. This time, as you're listening, I want you to keep holding your word or phrase in your mind and begin to ask God why it stood out to you. Why did this word or phrase stand out to you today? Does it connect to your life somehow, perhaps? Paul writes, I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now take a minute to talk to God about why the word or phrase stood out to you. Does it connect to your life somehow? Does it connect to something happening currently, or maybe some past event? Talk to God about what he's saying to you through this word or phrase. I'll read the passage again now. This time, ask God if there's anything that he's calling you to do. There's some action to take, or maybe some idea to remember. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Take a minute now to talk to God about if he's calling you to do something. God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your faithfulness in meeting with us. And we thank you that you speak to us through the Holy Scriptures. Amen.